Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. A very interesting Straight Talk coming your way about a unique overseas adventure. And Asa Watson is with us today, and we're going to be talking about that on our program here at Substation 2. So, Asa, this is your very first time on Straight Talk, which means you got to tell everybody a little bit about your background if they haven't met you.
Yeah, first time on the radio, so I'm excited
first
to be here with you.
First time on the radio.
Yeah, first time ever. So I grew up here in Rock Hill. My parents moved down in 96 to start a church, and they've been here ever since. So I grew up here and went to Sullivan Middle School, Rock Hill High, got a chance to play college football, and went to NC State.
And Wolfpack.
Yeah, Wolfpack. So I'm back here in Rock Hill. We moved back probably 3 years ago when the Lord kind of called me into ministry, and so I've been working at Winthrop University and Clinton College since then.
So you get hands full, and then you're married, and you have children, and the whole bit.
Yeah. So been married 5 years to Vanessa, and got two little girls. Sayla's four, Lana's two, and they keep us busy.
Yeah, definitely keep us busy. Yes, they do. Yeah. So you're about to embark on, I'll call it an adventure, but it's a lot more than an adventure. This is a project that you're involved with. I mean, explain this to me.
Yeah, so we're a part of we signed up around January of this past year. We started to just pray about where God wanted to lead us next, and we were part of a great ministry at BCM on Winthrop's campus, and got to do some amazing things and be able to pour into college students and see them develop and come to faith and disciple them. But we were starting to pray about, you know, what does God want us to do next? And I've always kind of had it on my heart to just get involved in missions and do overseas service. And so God actually opened up a door with the International Mission Board to serve in an overseas context. And so around March, we got approved and got that opportunity to start planning for this new opportunity. So we'll be serving in Frankfurt, Germany, for the next 4 years, and we'll be a part of a church planning group, and we'll probably do some campus ministry and some other things there, with sports ministry and other things. So,
well, Frankfurt is a great city. You're going to like Frankfurt.
That's what I hear.
Oh yeah, you're going to like it. And by the way, I think there's direct air service from Charlotte to Frankfurt.
Yeah, I think so.
So the umbrella organization is called what?
It's the International Mission Board, so IMB.
IMB. Yeah. And IMB does this kind of work all over the world?
Yeah, so they have tons of opportunities all over the world to connect people in the Southern Baptist Convention. So they're affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention, and so they send people for service overseas. From places from, you know, Kazakhstan to, you know, South America to, you know, every part of the Middle East and Asia. They send people all over. And the great thing about it is they try to connect you with your gifting and with your work ability and find jobs that help you to be able to take the message of Jesus Christ and use that. With whatever talents God's putting you.
So you have some say as to where you're going to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you didn't want to go to Frankfurt, you say, shoot me another city, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah. You know, during the process, we were really trying to figure out, okay, where does God really want us? Because you know, the world is huge, and there was a ton of opportunities in different places, and we were open to wherever God wants us to be. But my wife is actually she's half Austrian. You know, her mom is from Austria, grew up there, and then came here when she was in high school as an exchange student and stayed. And so my wife, you know, she speaks German, and we were just thinking, you know, it would be cool to be able to use her language ability to then go and do ministry, you know, so that at least one of us not, you know, doesn't have to learn a new language.
Well, it won't be long before you learn a language.
Yeah.
And your two young daughters, you watch. I bet you they'll just soak it right in, and before you know it, they're going to be talking to you in German.
Yeah.
And you're going to wonder what they're saying.
Yeah, I know it.
So the work assignment that you have, I mean, is this a full-time, when you get over there, you're going to be doing IMB work full-time, or is this like a full-time, part-time position, and you'll have some other kind of work?
No, so this will be full-time. I mean, we're going to have we're going to be taking classes at the same time. So we'll be enrolled at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. And so we'll be taking online classes, and then at the same time, we'll be doing whatever service they have for us, whatever work that they have for us once we get there. Our first year is going to be really focused on the language learning. So it'll be about 30 to 40 hours a week of just practicing language and picking up culture, because we have to pass a proficiency test at the end of, you know, that first year. So it'll be pretty strenuous. I think the first year is going to be probably the hardest.
So if you haven't assimilated yourself to Frankfurt to their level, that's the end of it? They'll send you home?
No, I don't think. I think you just you have to do it. You know, you got to learn this if you're going to be effective. You know, you can't just expect to only speak English. You know, in a nation that speaks a completely different language.
So, absolutely. You know. But what you will find, which has always struck me, is in European countries, their educational system is such that they start teaching English as a second language in like the third grade, third or fourth grade. So most of the younger people, as you'll run into, they'll speak English as well as you speak English.
Yeah, definitely heard that.
They actually start teaching them a third language when they get to about the eighth grade. So
But the thing is, you know, like, over there, the distance from one state to the next here is a completely different language, you know? Yeah. So, like, they'll, you know, drive a couple hours to the right, and you're in Hungary or whatever. You know, another hours to the left, and you're in France. Like, you know, you can use those different languages a lot. You know, they're more needed. You know, you can use them a lot more. Here, we don't necessarily have, you know, the need to learn a ton of different languages.
So the classes that you'll take during the first year, besides learning the language, do they lead to any kind of a degree track? In other words, where you might get a master's degree in something?
Yeah, so it'll be a master's of theological studies.
Okay.
That's the program. It's called the Macedonia program. And so it basically allows you to go straight into the field and then to do your seminary learning while you're there. Most of the time they want you to have that biblical background so that you're not teaching something crazy on the field, but this program allows you to just go immediately and then to be able to serve and learn at the same time. So we were all for that.
So this would be another step if you decided to go into the seminary work or become a preacher or a pastor, whatever
they
call it?
Right. Yeah, so once the program's over, so we'll have 4 years on the field and then 1 year back here as a stateside assignment.
Okay.
And so once we get back, we'll finish our degree and then decide if we want to go serve again, you know, in a full-time basis. This could be matriculated into a Master's of Divinity or Master's of Apologetics. It could be changed into different degrees, but the one that they set aside for this program is a Master's of Theological Studies.
All right. Yeah. Interesting. So you got a solid year of getting ramped up and going through all this coursework. And I know this sounds trite, but do they do some kind of an exam? Or do they just say, We've watched your progress, and we think you're a good guy, so you're ready to go.
Yes, we have to pass the state exam in Germany. We have to pass the state proficiency test. So that's why it's so important. You know, we have to really study and do hard work at picking this stuff up. So next time you see me, you know, I might be I'm definitely going to be speaking German to you, probably.
But I can speak Deutsch. So, I got you. Okay. So Germany has some type of a exam that you have to take in order to be able to do what IMB wants you to be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a country, this is what they want people coming in to do. They want them to learn the language.
Oh yeah, I got that.
So IMB has their requirements. Germany has their requirements. You know, another requirement of Germany is that expats move away after every 4 years. That's an agreement that they have with the U.S. So that's part of the reason why this program is 4 years.
Right.
But we have, you know, I think learning the language is a big part of ministry, just because everyone has a heart language. You know, if my native language is Spanish, and you minister to me in French, even though I understand it, I'm going to understand things differently when it's in my own heart language.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
That's why I think they do it. It's really important that we meet people where they are, and then we try to intersect the gospel into their context.
Well, let's make the assumption, as I know is a good one, that you're going to pass the proficiency test, and you'll be certified to go ahead and do the work that is set out for you. Do you know exactly what that work would be? I mean, will you remain in Frankfurt doing whatever it is that IMB wants you to do?
Yeah, so the main effort is church planting. That's always the main focus with IMB. But so our focus is a 10-year initiative that they have to plant 10 churches in 10 years. And you know, Germany is Europe in general is very post-Christian. It's about 1% across the board, but then Germany is. It's funny that's where the Reformation started, but it's not a very Christian. It's not a Christian nation, right? So, you know, so there's a need for evangelical churches. There's a need for people to come and share the gospel and call people into a relationship with God.
And yet, you'll see the most beautiful. Most beautiful cathedrals that you could ever find anywhere in the world will be over there. So it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Yeah. So you'll be part. Are you part of a team? I mean, are there going to be a bunch of you guys going over there?
So there's already a team leader who's been there the past, I think, 5 to 7 years with his family, and then he's part of a network of other guys and. In that same kind of work, and so they banded together, and they're kind of working as a group to fill this out. So when we head over, there will be what IMB calls journeymen, and basically it's students that are fresh out of college that go and they serve for 2 years to basically help along whatever effort is already going. So we'll have two journey girls with us, and they'll be part of that team as well.
Very ambitious. Well, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us as well, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And anybody who's anybody knows exactly how that's done. On the count of three, we're going to tell everybody else. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. God, God. Not bad. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Asa Watson is with us today. He's from Rock Hill, and he is about to embark with his family on a very interesting overseas trip. It's not a trip. It's an overseas adventure is what it is, because this is not just going over there for a week or two. He's in there for a four-year tour of duty, and it's a very interesting project. It's put on by IMB, International Missions Board, which is associated with the Baptist Church, and it's all about spreading the word of the gospel over in countries that are across the big ocean. And in this case, it happens to be Germany, and you're part of a team that is either part of it's over there, another part's on its way over there, and the first thing he has to do is learn the language and learn the customs and assimilate himself to, you know, the world around him in Germany. So obviously, a lot of this takes money. Now, is it the responsibility of each one of you who is on this team going over to raise dollars? Or if people in this community wanted to support you because they know you and you know your family and they want to get behind this, I mean, what can they do?
Yeah, so the great thing about IMB is that they send their service people through through the funding of the Baptist churches. And so in our case, we'll be supported as we go, but we also have to we'll have to raise some funds as we go to lower our student loan debt. And so we're going along, and you know, the selling of our house has helped that a ton, and God's been providing. But if people want to support, if they want to help us in individual projects, we'll be having, people can give to Rock Hill Bible Fellowship Church, and that money will be allocated to us for future projects and different ministries down the road. And then you can also give to the Lottie Moon Christmas donation.
Spell that for me.
So Lottie Moon, LOTTIE.
Okay.
And so you can give towards that Christmas foundation. That goes to all missionaries around the world. So.
Okay. All right. Well, this is no small undertaking. All right. So you're over there. Your 10-year goal over there is to set up 10 churches. And doing that, I guess, is pretty much like you would do it right here in the good old U.S. of A. You've got to go out there and find people who understand what you're doing and agree with what you're doing, and they start to come together, and then the next thing you know, you've got a community of believers, and from there you start to structure a church community. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. You know, a church is not just a building.
That's right.
You know, you have the physical church, but you also have the church is the body of believers. You know, so even if you don't have an actual physical church, which in Frankfort, the team that we'll be working with, they don't have an actual building that they go to every weekend. You know, sometimes it's just renting out a space. Sometimes it's having people in your home. And worldwide, that's basically where the church is going, and how the church usually looks. It's meeting in someone's house, and it's coming together and listening to the word being preached, and it's worshiping together, and then it's living out everyday life as a community. So I mean, we can't expect to go in and say, okay, let's find Christians and then call them into the church.
Yeah.
You know, there's only 3,000 in Frankfort, in a city of, you know, almost 800,000 people. There's only 3,000 to 5,000. And so, you know, a big part of that is evangelism, is taking that message to people who don't care at all who God is, and aren't looking for anything, and, you know, are just living their life. But it's kind of like the story of the great banquet that Jesus talked about in John 14, where, you know, he sent the servants out. The master of the wedding sent the servants out, and they come back and they're like, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to the wedding. And then the master says, go out again, like urge people to come, you know, because we want people in this wedding. And so that's what our work is to go and to call people into repentance and into relationship with God.
So what you're going to have to do is to find yourself a substation too over in Frankfort.
They need one. Yeah, they probably need one. Yeah.
And you could sit around a table like this, and while you're chewing on a number 19, you start a conversation, and the next thing you know, you've got somebody who is beginning to click with you. I mean, that's basically how this is done. It's one-on-one, a lot of one-on-one, correct?
Yeah, a lot of one-on-one, and it's a lot of doing life with people. One thing that I've learned over the past couple of years is you can sit across the table with someone and read scripture, or you can go to a church, but the biggest testimony is doing life with people. It's having a meal together. It's inviting them into your life and allowing them to see how you live your life and how Jesus makes a difference in that. You know, one of the great things about our being able to be in Rock Hill and really to have a house that's only 5 minutes from the campus was that we were able to have students in our house all the time, and they could come over and just get a meal, or just, you know, go to church and then come over and just hang out or have a bonfire. And that was just a big, I think, a blessing to us, but then a blessing to them, is that, you know, away from home, they were able to have a place where they could come and just be real and be vulnerable and just have someone care for them.
I think this is wonderful. This is going to be really, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Now, what about Vanessa and the two young girls? I mean, they're obviously very much part of this because they're picking up everything and going over there with you. Does she get involved with this as well?
Yeah, of course. Vanessa's going to have a job too. It's probably just going to be the same thing I'm doing. You know, we're gonna be like dropping the kids off at school during the week. That's gonna be different. You know, I pray that my kids are that they can adjust well, because being in a new place with a new language, I'm sure it's gonna be terrifying. I'm just praying that, you know, through this process, that they will just open up and grow in new ways that I can never imagine. But we're, you know, like we said earlier, you know, we're a team, you know, and as a couple, we're going to be expected to do everything together and to work alongside each other as well as the team.
And I'll bet you anything that when your children become adults, they will say, thank you, Mom and Dad, for doing this, because this has been fantastic. I mean, how many kids get to go and live in another country with their parents? I mean, we have exchange programs, but to go over there with your parents,
yeah,
and your kids will be fine.
Yeah.
Kids kids are like rubber ball. They just, you know, bounce off the walls and they're going to do just fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem. Yeah. So is there, because there's only 3,000 by whoever's count, Christians in all of Frankfurt, does that give you pause to think that maybe there could be some, I don't know, anti-Christian mentalities over there?
Well, the thing is, there's anti-Christian mentality everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
You know, even Rock Hill. You know, but you know, like, people who don't believe in Christ are not my enemy.
Right.
My job is to not change people. That's the Holy Spirit's job. My job is to just give the message. And so even though it is kind of scary, because, you know, I've grown up in the Bible Belt. You know, I was born in Virginia, moved to South Carolina, went to school in North Carolina, moved back to South Carolina. I've never really left.
All right.
So it is going to be interesting for me to be in a place where, you know, it's not like this, you know, the Southern America. You know, people aren't going to know what you mean when you say, are you saved, you know, or do you go to church? Like, it's going to be a different context. And so that doesn't deter me. That actually kind of urges me more to go and to get involved there.
Make sure you take some warm clothes with you.
Yeah.
Frankfurt gets a little bit chilly.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
They have a thing over there called snow.
Yeah.
It's a little white stuff that falls out of the
yeah.
sky.
And not Rock Hill snow, you know, where it's like a centimeter and they shut down the whole city. And,
that's right.
They measure in feet.
So your transition mode as far as getting things in order here, so they can just pick up and go. I mean, you've had to do a checklist of, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to sell my house, I got to sell my car. I mean, I got to do all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just sold our house last week.
Didn't stay on the market very long, did it?
No. We listed it, man. We got a great real estate broker. Name's Michaela Skurlock.
Uh huh.
And she listed our house on a Friday. We had two offers on Saturday. So, I mean, God has just been gracious and just allowing this process to go through. And everything just falling into place, you know. Like, you know, I could never imagine this process going the way it did. And it just seems like you know, sometimes when things are going great, you expect something bad to happen.
Right.
You know, but it... I haven't gotten that feeling at all, and so that's been confirmation for me that we're doing the right thing. And and so what's next is that we're staying with our parents, with my parents right now. For the next month, so October 21st, we'll be going up to Virginia, where we'll spend 7 weeks training. That's gonna be cultural training, situational training, and biblical training. Then after that 7 weeks, we'll head over to Frankfurt. So
good for you.
We're gonna be saying our goodbyes and having going away parties and all that kind of stuff.
Well, good. Yeah. Asa, it sounds wonderful. I think it's gonna be a great adventure. I know you have some trepidations, but you know, once you get over there, it's gonna be just great.
Yeah,
you're a good man. I'm glad you're doing this. Thanks for sharing the story with us. All right, yeah. And I hope if you come back after a year,
yeah,
to say hello, that we can do the show and pick up where you left off.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Asa Watson, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, one more time, we want to remind you that we broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, right before your eyes, and there's only one way to do it. Hopefully in Germany they'll learn how to do it one day. You can open a franchise over there. 1, 2, 3, how do we do it? Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.